QCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard? This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACTU portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who used the pre-check feature on the website. We have quite a long list of those. I would like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont, N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally in Simpsonville, KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman, KF4NXY, Mr. David in Honeypath, K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens, AF4SX, Ms. Marie in Honeypath, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, KNB in Simpsonville, W4TOA, Mr. Grant in Cedar Mountain, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville, W4 Fletcher, KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick in Penrose. We appreciate all who used the pre-check feature on the website. I'd also like to go ahead and welcome my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He's home with me tonight in Campobello. And by text message relay, Mr. Matt, WG4MC. Next, we will move over to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP. I'd like to welcome K4QDU, Mr. Randy, in Richmond Hill, Georgia. And Mr. Randy, thank you for checking in via EchoLink. I got your message, and I will check you in and out. Hope you are doing well tonight. Being Thursday night, we will begin with Quebec 3 Tango for our RF station. So any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q3T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Anna and Chad, this is November 0 Tango Romeo in 0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Anna, this is Chris. Please check in KO4QLG. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, NM Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
This is KO4RYP, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Hope you are doing well, Mr. Tom. Please be sure to tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And Mr. Chris over in Liberty, KO4QLG. Sounding good on the radio tonight, sir. Thank you for checking in with me. I'd also like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed, over in Brevard. Hope you are staying warm up there and not getting any frozen precipitation tonight, Mr. Ed. You have a good evening. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, none heard, so we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any stations, the suffix of your call, U through Z, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any stations wishing to check in, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. We'll scoot on up to the next section of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Any station wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4RYP.
We're in UE. KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Miss Anna, Mr. Chad and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
RYP. Nate, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Kurt. I hope things are well. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary over in Easley. He brings along his lovely wife and my kindred spirit, Ms. Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Gary. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, over in Piedmont. And he brings along his lovely wife, Luana, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Mr. Rick, I appreciate you checking in with me tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Luana and Miss Michelle I said hello. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. So we will scooch on up to our next section of the alphabet, Echo through Hotel, E through H. Any stations, suffix of your call beginning E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Romeo Yankee. This is Rhonda over in Lyman, and I'm negative and negative.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda, over in Lyman. Hope you are doing well tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4RYP. And Hertz, we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima, I through L. Any stations wishing to check in, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Scott 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all over that, 73.
RYP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. And the husband of the most amazing woman in the world. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We'll make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
RYP. India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-LZI. Ing, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be listening.
This is KO4-RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis and Gaffney, KG4-JIA. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. And Mr. Jerry, my neighbor over here in Campobello, N4JBM. Always good to hear you, Mr. Jerry. Please have a great evening. And Mr. Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, please tell Ms. Donna I said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Andy up in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Andy. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations, India through Lima, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we'll move on up to our next section of the alphabet. Mike through Papa, M through P. Any station wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo, KG4MUK. It's Wayne. I'm over in Sandy Springs.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. Same thing, Miss Hannah, Chad, all in FB. It's been getting nice.
RYP. Louis and Miss Anna and Chad. Please set in to the full Oscar India night. Ralph and Edmund are being negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne in Sandy Springs. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Fred over in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Fred. Please be safe out there. And Mr. Walt over in Inman, K4OIM. Sounding really good, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well and have a great evening. Thank you for stopping by. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group. Any station wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of this net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First up on the stump tonight is Mr. Gary over in Easley, KI4DOS. How are things on the plantation tonight, Gary?
RYP in the net, KI4DOS. Wet. Things are over here on the plantation. We've had a little bit of rain today, all day long, off and on. Had to go out and run a couple errands, got that all taken care of. But wasn't too bad. Had to take a load over to the dump. I had back of the truck, it wasn't nowhere near full, but I had quite a number of bags of trash out there that I needed to take over and dispose of. And then they, we recycle plastic, and they have asked us to take the caps off the drink bottles. So we do that, and we rinse them out so there's not all that sugary stuff that gets into the bag.
And the guys over there told me, he said, you don't know how we appreciate you taking the tops off. I said, why is that? And he said, we've asked everybody to do it because the person that buys the stuff don't want to have to grind the caps up. And he said, but we spend a lot more time out here taking caps off of bottles than we do anything else.
Interesting. Very interesting. I guess what strikes me most about that is that, and I don't know why, I've just never thought about it. I guess I figured that when you took your stuff to the dump and you recycled, like, there, that they had their own, like, processing plant that they would take it to later on. So it didn't ever occur to me that they actually sell it, but it totally makes sense. It kind of makes you wonder if you figure out how much time they're paying somebody to take caps off the bottles versus how much they make selling the bottles. I wonder who comes out on top.
It's as good as mine on that one, Anna. I have no earthly idea. But, if you look at the top of a bottle cap, it says that they can be recycled. I guess it's just a little harder plastic, and it's harder on the machines to grind it up. That's the only thing I can think of right off the top of my head, but you know how that goes. But no, they sell the scrap metal and all of that stuff that they can. That some of it, of course, they take over to the landfill. But as the scrap metal and the plastic and the glass and that sort of thing, they recycle those as best they can. They sell that to other people, and that's how they keep the landfill going, or at least that's part of it. Keeps our costs down as well, which is a good thing. You know, the county doesn't have to supply as much funding for that as they would if they didn't have that extra income coming in. So I guess it's all well and good. I'm not going to complain about it one way or the other. But these guys that have trash pickup, they have to pay X number of dollars to dump their trash. So I guess it all works out in the long run, I guess. But let's see, what else did I do today? I didn't do too much today. I cleaned up the ham shack a little bit. I can get in here without stumbling over stuff now, and I've almost found my workbench. Not quite yet, but I'm working on it, and I've still got some other things to do around and inside the house. So if it rains again tomorrow, which I don't know if it is or not, I hadn't looked at the weather lately. The last time I looked at it, it was supposed to be cloudy tomorrow, but it wasn't supposed to rain. But I've got some other things in the house to do. I got all my antennas put back up and everything straightened up, and I got my ham shack desk pushed back where it belongs. Got all the cabling all straightened out and a lot.
Done. You have accomplished a lot. And I am kind of guessing that rainy days for ham radio operators mean clean out the ham shack, because that is exactly what Chad did. Well, he spent some time down the shop with Perry for a little bit, but he spent some time cleaning up. I call it his kingdom, and so he spent some time in his kingdom cleaning it up a little bit, getting it a little bit straighter. So that must just be a good rainy day activity for amateur radio operators. But it sounds like you had a very profitable day, and I don't think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, but it's supposed to be a little cool. I do have to say that I'm feeling a little bitter because I really want it to snow just one time this winter, just one time. And about a week ago, there was a little bit of snow in the forecast for today or tonight, but of course, the cold weather didn't get quite cold enough to turn all this rain into frozen precipitation, so I'm a little bummed about that, but not giving up yet. You know, sometimes we have a nice, decent snow in February and even into March down here, so you just never know, and I'm not giving up hope yet.
Will we get worse weather like in February or something of that nature, so it's all right. According to the groundhog in Pennsylvania, we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. But according to the groundhog here in South Carolina, we're going to have an early spring. So you can take it for what it's worth. It's going to do what it's going to do, regardless.
I can say one thing. There's going to be a 100% chance of weather. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, we're going to have some kind of weather one way or the other. But I was talking to Chad and I were texting yesterday, and I told him he needed to go clean up the house yesterday, and he sent me a text. He said, "No, I'll do that tomorrow." So I guess he was good for his word. You know, he at least worked on it a little bit today. As far as rainy days go in the ham shack, yeah, it's a good time to get in here and sit down in front of the radios and turn them on and make some contacts. I had a text yesterday. I don't remember what time it was. About 9 o'clock or maybe, no, it wasn't that late. Anyway, Japan was on 10 meters. And that was pretty amazing, I thought. I came in here and turned the radio on, and I couldn't get over there, but I didn't turn the amplifier on or anything like that. But they were booming in pretty good, so, you know, you never know how the propagation is going to be, especially if you have wet and rainy weather. Other than that, Anna, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. We didn't do a whole lot today. Joy has been feeling a little under the weather. And so she's been sitting in there reading most of the day, either that or watching TV. And so we did our normal Thursday evening thing, and we ate out tonight. We started that when I was working. You know, we decided we'd eat out one night a week, and we still do that. And every once in a while, she'll say, you know, she doesn't feel like cooking or whatnot. She'll say, "Can we trade tonight for Thursday?" And of course, I let her do what she wants to do, but we eat out about once a week. So that's what we did this evening, and that's been about our day. But I'm glad Chad got to go down and visit with Perry down in the shop a little bit today. Glad he got some work done on his kingdom, and hopefully he'll finish it up one of these days soon. Keep after him, and you might have to get the whip out or something to keep him in line, but you know how to do that better than I do. I'll turn it back over to you, and let you carry on with it. That time my radio out, I guess. But you got a good nick going. Appreciate you calling it, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4OYP in the net, KI4DOS.
Terry's always a pleasure talking to you, and please do tell Miss Joy I said hello. And Chad did ask if you could please remain on frequency after the net. I believe he needs to chat with you about something. So if you can, that would be just great. And I will let you know if I need help keeping him in line and get you to bring over your weed eater. So I'm hoping that tomorrow the outlying lands around the kingdom will get a little straightened up too. So I'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any additional stations wishing to check in? Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP. All right, nothing heard, so we'll move on up to our next station in line on the rack 2, and that is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things over in Greer tonight?
RYP, KK4JBQ here. Well, Things are wet, just like it is all over. I kind of keep an eye on the back of the house. The way they graded the land here, the patio is a little lower than the surrounding land. So what does the rain do? It comes down and floods the patio. What does that do on the floor of my shack? It floods. So I always keep an eye on it. It's really not an issue unless it's something like a 3-inch-an-hour rain. We have those on occasion, and I get real anxious when it's just pouring for a long time. But today's been a gentle rain. It's one of those things that fills up the water table, I figure. Makes nice green grass once the weather gets warm, and and I know I'm looking for warm weather, you're looking for cooler weather. But the fact of it is, you might wake up to snow Friday morning, because it's going to be cold. To, night, and Saturday morning. It's going to be cold again on Friday night. Cold enough, down in the 20s. So maybe you'll get your wish, Anna.
This is KO4RYB with KK4JBQ, and maybe so. I'll keep my eyes open for some flurries. I do want to clarify. I would like one snow. I'm not asking that it would be like blizzard or like snow like 6 feet and stay around for months. I like a good southern snow where we get, you know, 3, 4, 5 inches. It maybe stays for a day or two, and then it pretty much goes away. So that's like the perfect snow for me. A couple of days of enjoying it, watching it fall. It's beautiful, seeing it cover everything up, and then we're back to normal.
So too, and that's the kind of snow I like to see. Spent some time up north, and of course I came back. Before I go any further, I just want to, if Walt is still on the air, K4OIM, I just have to say, Walt, you're sounding so wonderfully good. You keep up that, all the effort that it takes. We all admire your gumption. And we think of you often, Walt. And oh, talking about gumption, Anna, I want to know where you picked up the word scooch.
As soon as I said that, I thought, goodness gracious, how long has it been since I've said scooch over or scooch on up? And so I think that must be a throwback to teaching Luke, scooch on up, get on the carpet, scooch on over here. So I don't know where I picked that one up, but I did chuckle to myself as soon as I said it. I'm not sure where this came out of the depths of my brain tonight when I was ready to move on up to the next section of the alphabet. So I'm not sure.
Well, that's precious. We'll call it that. The conversation about recycling earlier. We don't drink a lot of soft drinks here, but in bottles. But we do in cans. That is to say, Donna does. She's a bunch of these cans, and I wonder if they still make those things that you can put a can in, and it's got a lever on it, you know, and you shove it down, and it squishes that can into a little pancake. Because she has a real time squeezing those cans. Do you have any idea whether they still make that lever device that crushes aluminum cans?
Says yes, they absolutely do, and that Harbor Freight sells them. So they usually have pretty good prices over there, but I'm sure that they do. I have a feeling that's one of those things that is never going to stop production, because everybody's always got needs to crush some cans to get to take to recycling. So probably so. I'll have to, next time I'm over there, I'll check it out. I'll get you out to do that, do the same. But if y'all are out and about, run on in there and see if they've got one.
One tip, we get by there every once in a while. That's good. We also generate a lot of pet food cans. They're in aluminum also, but they're so thin you don't have to crush those little things. Another thing that occurred here on our plantation today. Donna was coming back from a doctor's appointment, and her remote would not work in the car. It's one that we were supplied when we moved in here. You know, it opens the front gate. Being a gated community, that's kind of what you deal with. And so I says, okay, honey. She called me on the phone from the driveway. and we took care of all that. But then she gave me the little clicker that opens the garage door. And I tested the battery in that. It's a little 3-volt lithium battery. Don't know how long it's been in there. But it tested at 1 volt. Now, that's not going to work right on and on. So I replaced that. But then I have this little label maker is you peel a release paper off the back and you stick it on anything, you know, this label maker thing. And so I put the date on there that it was changed, that the battery was changed on the back of the clicker. And hopefully something like that will not leave her stranded like that again. So just a word to the wise, if you replace a battery in something that's kind of critical to your lifestyle, it's a good idea to somehow get the date on it and keep a watch on those things. KK4JBQ.
That is a very good tip, Mr. Leary, for sure. That those are the kind of things that you don't think about changing the battery until you're very much inconvenienced by the battery going dead. The other one that comes to my mind, because we are terrible about switching these out on a regular basis, is the smoke detector. And so, of course, it will start chirping at you, not during the day, but in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep. So that is another one that we need to get a better system going. And I know I've heard people say you should always change them when the clocks change, but for some reason, Chad and I never seem to do that. And so we're oftentimes awoken in the middle of the night to a chirping smoke detector, which is not fun.
That's definite. We do the changing at the changing of the clocks. We do that. It's hard to ignore the changing of the clocks. You'll be out of sync with everybody else unless you remember to do that. And that's when we did it this year. So anyway, I have thoroughly enjoyed this unexpected treat to have you call on a Thursday night. Let me thank you for being there and welcoming all of us as warmly as you do. And it's just been a pleasure. You have yourself a good night. Well, I don't know what, but recognize that most amazing husband in the world over there. Yeah, we love you both. KK4JBQ.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Leary, it's always a joy to talk to you, and please do tell Miss Donna that we said hello, and I will pass on your greetings to Chad. All right, we have a station that just popped up on Echolink a little bit ago, so I want to give him a chance to check in. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, hello again, Anna. You will check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Do be sure and tell Chad hello.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. And I will be sure to tell Chad hello, and he is waving hello right back at you tonight. So thank you for stopping by. To have any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Hope you and Chad are having a good night. Sounds like you got a good net going. Came in there on the tail end of you and Larry having a rag chew. Not sure what the conversation was about Scooch, but I use it when I'm talking to my dogs quite often. I use Scooch-a-pooch and get them to move over. It's not quite a foot, so, you know, I guess Scooch is not really a technical term as far as it is just kind of a general thing, like a pinch. You know, like a pinch of sugar or a pinch of flour, that kind of thing. But anyway, definitely good to hear you, Larry. Hope you and Chad are having a good night. No further comments. Again, this is AK4HR, Mike in Simpsonville. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
The 4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome AK4HR, Mr. Mike, over in Simpsonville. Always good to hear you check in, Mr. Mike. And I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that says Scooch. So I'm going to have to start saying that to my dog, Scooch over, Pooch, get out of the way. So I love it. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, all Bluetooth alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And my wife uses the word scooch, too, for our dog when he's on her side of the bed and when she's on her side of the bed and she has to tell her to get over. She just says scooch, and she knows what that means. Good hearing you call the net on a Thursday night, Anna.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave over in Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dave. And I'm beginning to think maybe scooch is just a southern word, but I love it. Seems like a lot of us. It just is appropriate sometimes. And I appreciate being able to call the net on Thursday night. I really appreciate Mr. Matt, WG4MC, who filled in for me on Monday. Had some things going on and just couldn't do it, and so it worked out well for us just to swap this week, so I certainly do appreciate that. All right, any additional stations? Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4RYP.
4DOS. My scooch is, but what's a scooshy? Yeah, a scooshy bit.
Idea.
Yeah, scooch over a scooshy bit. And I said, okay, I don't know what how far that is or whatnot. I just thought you might know.
If you get told to scooch, I just start moving and I will not try to worry about how much it needs to be.
All righty, I'll let you carry on with it. Just thought I'd ask. KO4RYP in the net. KI4DOS.
RON. When Scotia is Japanese for a little bit.
You have it. I learned something new tonight, Mr. Geary. That's what it means, a little bit, and it's a Japanese term. So thank you, Mr. Ed, for filling us in on that. Do appreciate it. For RYP, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Oh, goodness, Chad and I are just cackling over here. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. And tomorrow night, I am not sure who's calling it, but it will not be me or Chad tomorrow night. I have not checked the schedule, so I do apologize. But we have a different net controller every night, so just come back tomorrow at 9 and see who it will be. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. It has been a pleasure to be your net controlling station tonight, and I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night.
DOS, KO4NUE. NUE, KI4DOS. Go ahead, Giggles.
It's KO4NUE. Listen, I was gonna just let you know, Papa got Perry today. It was a good one, but I wish you'd have been there.
I wish I'd have been there too. Well, I knew it was gonna happen sooner or later. I just didn't know it'd be as soon.
We decided we'd take a maintenance day today. So we went and replenished some bottles for, you know, gas for the welder. And I said, Perry, what you'll do is we'll stop by the grocery store and get you some sandwich stuff. And you can have a sandwich for lunch, you know. We got a little refrigerator down there. It's a little dorm refrigerator, a little small thing. I was telling Patrick about this on the way this afternoon. But so we went and got a bunch of sandwich stuff, and he took the refrigerator over and set it beside the workbench. He's got his little workbench set up in the corner there. And he's got some Gatorades and drinks and stuff like that, you know. I said, clean the refrigerator out, and I told him, I said, now, I'm just going to let you know, Papa sees that refrigerator with that food in it, and I said,
Papa's gonna, he's gonna get you. He finds that food down here, he's gonna get you. He won't mess with my stuff. So, it wasn't about 20, 30 minutes later, he got a call and had to go to Greenville. And here comes Daddy on the Kubota. He came in the shop. He says, he's got it set up nice in here. He said, where'd that refrigerator come from? He went over and opened it, and it's just slammed stocked full of, you know, soft drinks and this, that, and the other. So he got one of his ginger ale, sat down in the chair, got a hand, opened the bag of potato chips now, got a big old handful of potato chips, and said, take a picture and send it to him.
That'd be almost as bad as me sitting down with a cup of coffee and a piece of pumpkin pie and sending it to you, wouldn't it?
Daddy got done with the ginger ale and put the empty can back in the refrigerator. And when he came back in from Greenville, me and Daddy just sitting there on the chair. Barry opened the refrigerator. That old empty can of ginger ale fell out on the floor. And it was, it was a good little pick, you know, he was picking it one another, but Daddy left to go back up the house, got on the Kubota, and I went down there this afternoon, check on him, see how he's still down there working. But I noticed one of the drawers on the cabinets I got down there is open. And I said, Barry, what you looking for? He said, I'm trying to find a pop rivet gun. So I expect what he's gonna do. He's gonna come in tomorrow and he's gonna put him a hasp on that refrigerator to keep Papa out of it. But just like I tell Patrick, I said they blowtorch 6 feet from the refrigerator. That ain't gonna do no good. I done been there, done that.
Just sitting here thinking, he can put all the hasp he wants on there. That man knows a lot about cutting torches, and I'm sure there's some bolt cutters and stuff in that shop. Oh, man. Perry's liable to come in one day and the whole top be cut out of that refrigerator. You better tell him, you better be careful.
I told him this morning when he's putting the stuff in there. After I said, now, Papa, you got to watch Papa. He'll get you pokey bait. We call it pokey bait. But I said, we come over here and look in the drawer over here. I got a little cash box in there. I keep change in. I said, best thing you can do, is just put a tip jar there on top of the refrigerator, and when somebody comes down here and gets a drink, they put some change in the tip jar. I said, because you ain't going to stop it. I mean, he's going to get in that refrigerator if he won't send it. I'll send you the picture. But I can't wait to go down there in the morning and see what he's done. He's going to have some kind of locking apparatus on it. But I hate to tell him, Gary. It ain't gonna happen. He can try all he wants.
I know that's a fact. When I was driving all the time before I went in the warehouse, I had a little refrigerator in my truck. I kept a few soft drinks in there, you know, some things for me in case something happened on the road. Had a milk crate down there with all kinds of little odds and ends, you know. I had beanie weenies and vienna sausage and sardines and saltine crackers, and yeah, it's something to keep you from your greedy worm from chewing through you to your backbone. And I had a bunch of that stuff in there, and I came back. I went on vacation, and I took some of the I still had some perishables, you know, like ham and stuff like that out. I went back and there wasn't a drink left. There wasn't nothing left in my milk crate. And I found out the driver that they had let drive my truck. I told him, I said, that's me and you going to the store, boy. He said, what do you mean? I said, you eat up all my groceries, you going to replace them.
I get it. But, he's, I told him that, I told him another thing he could do. The only thing that I've ever been able to do to stop it was get some green spray paint. And just, if you take the ham package and the loaf of bread and just kind of spatter it with that green spray paint, just enough to look like mold. He'll leave it alone. But that's the only way I've ever been able to win it. But I ain't never told him. But it works.
You know, Daddy might have, Papa might have caught on to that, since Daddy did it before him. So you never know if that'll still work or not. But I'm like you. I don't think he'll find anything that will keep from keep people out of his refrigerator, especially down there in that shop.
I had Daddy come down there today. He's after he got everything done and he's settled in, you know, welding. Daddy came back in second time. Told him he wanted him. He said, "Would you buy me some Pepsis next time? I don't like the ginger ale too good." Barry just flipped the welding shield down and just kind of ignored him. So Daddy went over and went to the regulator where the argon is, and he just turned the argon wide open, you know. And Barry had to quit welding. He got him so frustrated. Yeah, I told Anna, I said, I've cleaned out a corner over in the far corner of the shop, and that's when Papa gets on him, I just go over and see it. You know, it's my shop, but I have to go over and sit in the corner and just sit back and watch. There ain't no way I'm getting mixed up in that.
I don't blame you for that, and I see the picture of Papa sitting over there with a ginger ale. He looks like he's a happy camper.
There's a cabinet there, roll around cabinet that he wanted put in there. He wants his tools. You know, we got all these tools down here, and we all use them. You know, but it. It amazes me that we got all these tools that you go open a drawer in there in the main shop, and I bet you there's 200 screwdrivers in there. But Papa's got his toolbox, and it's got his screwdrivers in it. And then I got my toolbox, and I got my screwdrivers in it. And then we got the communal toolbox that, you know, everybody uses. It's a strange phenomenon. I've never been able to understand why it's happening, but, you know, it's everybody's tools to use to, you know, maintain the equipment here. And, but he's got our own little toolbox, so he's falling right in line. He's got his own little cabinet. And, like I said, I learned years ago, you don't lock anything. It's because if you do, the lock is coming out of it one way or another. Blowtorch or cutting wheel or something. Locks just don't work. Daddy says locks belong on the doors, not on the toolboxes. So he's buried. He ain't learned that lesson yet, but I got a feeling it's coming probably tomorrow.
DOS with KO4NUE. I don't know what it is either, Chad. Out there when I was working in the shop, I had my toolbox, and then we had another guy in the shop. He had his toolbox, and then we had another big old box over there that had mostly specialty tools in, you know, stuff that was too big that we didn't use every day. But, you know, we had to have it for certain things to, you know, take something off or put something back on or whatnot. And I get so aggravated. The guy that was actually the shop foreman, most of his tools stayed on the floor in a puddle of grease or oil. When I got through with mine, I wiped them off, put them back in my box. And
he'd get to looking, and if he couldn't find a 9/16 socket or something, he'd go over there and dig in my box and get mine. And then next thing I knew, I had to crawl around on the floor to find my tools. And then I had to wash them and put them back up. But I don't know what it is. I guess you get accustomed to, it could be the same brand. Just right off the top of my head, you know. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be Craftsman or, Harbor Freight Special, whatever. But you get accustomed to the feel of it. And even though there's another one in there, it don't feel like yours. So I don't know what that is, but I guess it's just a man thing, reckon?
Or in UE with KL4DOS, exactly, I guess. The only thing I can think. The old shop up there where Dad built when I was shortly after, I was 8 or 9, I guess. He's got a bunch of big bay of windows back there. Old cast iron frame, and you got the old hand crank on them. You crank the windows open, you know. Sometimes the shop gets filled full of ozone or argon or whatever, and you can be able to move air back and forth. Well, I didn't put the two windows in the machine shop, because windows don't last long in a shop, especially with Dad around. One year we was working out there in the summers. I had to work the shop with Dad all summer. And I was the grinding, you know, I had to do all the grinding and getting the tools and, you know. Well, anyway, I went to the flea market with Pappy, his my grandfather, and Pappy bought an old toolbox full of tools, and he give them to me. It's wore out, you know. Well, I didn't know any better. Well, I just brought them and threw them in the communal toolbox in the shop, and Dad's picky about channel locks. He uses that brand because I guess that year I brought home 4 or 5 pair of the old cheap Sears or whatever, you know, when you bite down on them, they slip. And when they slip, they mashed his finger, Gary. Mashed his pinky, got his pinky hung in between the handles on that thing. And through the back glass they went. Big hole in the glass. It's still there. So I guess that's where it comes from, is, you know, he's going to keep all the good stuff over in his toolbox. And it's funny, I just realized he's the only one that's got a toolbox that's locked. Me and Perry might have to jump on that. I better not. I better just leave that one alone.
That'd be a thing to do. You were talking about windows and them not being too conducive to the shop. Aluminum roll-up doors not either when it comes to you.
But things happen, you know. That's just the way it is, you know. You got a welding shop, or any time you're around equipment like that, there's always going to be a hole in the wall or busted door or something, you know. With all that stuff moving around, it happens. It's, you know, Dad's got the biggest in the back shop. He's box went through, and then there's 2 or 3 other small holes where I had a surface grinder in there, and you grind stainless steel, it swells. It when it starts to get warm, it grows, and it gets so big that it'll hang under the wheel, and the grinder will grab it and shoot it across the shop. Well, it's got 2 or 3 holes in the glass back there where parts are, they laying out there in the woods somewhere where the grinder's got it. You can't ever find it. When you do, it's worthless anyway. It's, you know, out of spec, and it's just, you know, you got to be careful around that stuff. So we kind of know where to position things, and I didn't put a lot of windows in the machine shop because, they just going to get broke.
Do that. Now, accidents do happen, especially with all them kind of machines you got down there. But anyway, thanks for sharing that with me this evening about Pop getting Perry and getting into his refrigerator. That's a cool picture. I'm going to have to see if I can send that to my computer, and then I'll blow it up and print it out. Joey's got a nice printer in there that'll print on photo paper, and I'm going to have to print that one out.